Launchpad. I am Corey Hill, a.k.a. Hustle Simmons. The latest from the homie T.I.P. right there. It's called Love This Life. All right, y'all. All week, all show, I've been telling you T.I. is going to be my special guest right here on the Launchpad tonight. So let's just jump right into it, man. Let me go ahead and try to get T.I. on the phone one time. Let me pick up this phone real quick and give him a quick call.
What's up, Mr. Hawson?
Tip, what's happening, brother?
What's happening, man? What's the deal?
Everything's cool, man, up here in Boston. A lot of people saying, how come T.I. ain't been on the launch pad yet? I said, well, I can knock that out tonight. Why not give him a call?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Just a matter of picking up the phone.
That's all it is. What's going on with you, man? How's the family doing?
Man, everybody's great, man. We blessed, you know what I'm saying? About to begin season two of the Family Hustle. My daughter and the OMG girls, man, they are on their promo tour, man, about to release their second single. Demani, he ripping and running, you know, doing his little shows and whatnot. And B.O.B. dropped May 1st. My first single, Love Is Life, from the Trouble Man album, was just released. We about to shoot that video. Looking like I'm about to be starting a movie in mid-May. And, you know, other than that, man, we just, you know what I'm saying, just doing what we do best, man, hustling.
I hear that, man. The TV show. Let me give you props on that, man. I think it was a great move on your behalf, and I don't want to get into the past at all, man, because it's all about the future with you and the family and the label and all the new artists you got on the label that we'll talk about in a minute, man. But I think you helped out a lot of fathers out there with that show, man. I mean, I just think you set a good example. I think some people might have had a certain idea about T.I. You know, me and you go back, I think it's like 12 years now, right?
Right. I mean, for as long as I've been in the business, you know, you and I've been, you know, we've been politicking, man, and really just been a huge part of one another's careers, man. And I know you definitely assisted me throughout the way.
I remember it like it was yesterday, man, that first promo run through South Carolina. I'll never forget the day, the first time you came into the city, man, and we went on that little run for like 3 or 4 days, setting up shop at a happy hour. I forget the name of the club, but everyone was in there. I think we were getting ready for a show later on that night, and you did your sound check and stuff, and people was like, who's that?
Yeah, I remember, man. That was like day one.
That was around the 2 Glock 9 off the Shaft soundtrack.
Yeah, that was before I'm serious and everything. That was, you know what I'm saying, that was real, that was preseason.
I just want to say thanks for all the early shows you gave me back in the day when there was no stage and it was just a speaker to perform on.
You know, that's the best, those are the best moments, man, you know, because they shape you into who you grow into later on, man. That's the foundation.
No doubt about that. And this show we on right here, The Launchpad, man, I play a lot of music from the cats in the New England and Boston area. And, you know, the most common question I get, which I'm sure you get, is like, you know, you got any advice for an artist? So I don't want to lay it out there just like that because I think that's too broad of a question. I mean, you know, like we just said, I've been with you basically almost since day one, since you was outside handing out the CDs like a lot of cats are doing right now listening to this show. I just want to know, what's the one thing, I mean, since I was there for the whole ride, I sort of know the answer myself, but I want other people out there to understand. What's the one thing about the promo game that's changed that you see it's almost in a negative way? I'm talking about, like, I just feel like a lot of cats now sit on Twitter and Facebook and... You know, a cat like you, the Twitter and Facebook wasn't there when you first started, so you had to do it, you know, hands-on, kissing babies and shaking hands and stuff. So how important do you think it is, the balance between actually getting out there and getting in the streets and getting in the clubs as opposed to sitting around and tweeting and Facebooking about yourself?
Well, I think, man, more than anything, I think that it's a positive and a negative. It's a gift and a curse because... We're in the information age, and, you know, the web provides us, you know, so much range to have so much exposure. But the curse from that is that it keeps people from actually having to get up, get out, and do actual hand-to-hand leg work, you know. And So it's a lot of people out there that have an enormous amount of exposure, but they haven't put in the day-to-day hand-to-hand legwork. They ain't hit the pavement and walked around and actually touched hands with the people and put themselves out there in a way where the fans can connect with them personally, more so than just hearing a song and knowing them through Twitter and Facebook. But, I mean, I think that it's all a part of an evolution, man. It's all a part of an evolution. Just like, you know, people could say back when I was first coming up, you know, the generation before me could say the same for mixtapes. You know, people could say, well, now they could have said then, well, you know, T.I. got to put out his own mixtapes and just put and whereas I had to work and politic with a record company and get signed the old-fashioned way. So with every generation in music and any other business, you're going to have an evolution where things are done differently, and it's going to be positives and negatives. You just have to find a way to benefit from it.
Now, do you think with going out and doing the hand-to-hand in the street that'll assist you in some longevity? Because I kind of look at it like, you know, if you're strictly Facebook and Twitter, you know, you're here and gone as quick as that medium may be.
I think every case is different. It depends on the amount of talent, effort, and energy and the work ethic put in by the artist in question. I don't think that it's, you know, just automatically one way or another. I think that everybody is in control of their own destiny, man. And the work and the effort and the energy and the artistry you put into your work, that's what's going to determine whether or not you are fly by night or you have longevity or, you know what I'm saying, that's going to determine your outcome.
Okay. Now, stress the importance to everybody out here on presentation of your music. I know when I get a lot of records from the cats from around the area.
Presentation of your music?
Yeah, presentation. Like when you send an email out to a DJ, like how should that be presented? I mean, I get a lot of stuff like track one, no artist information, no anything. So the way I try to look at it and I try to break it down to people is like, that's like putting a shirt in the store on the rack with a hole in it and all wrinkled and expecting someone to buy it.
Well, I mean, man, the main thing, you gotta look at the bottom line. The purpose for you to actually send your music out is for people to know who you are and for people to have an opportunity to reach out to you if they hear something that they like. So once you get your music to them, you want to make sure that all of your management information, your booking information, you know, your artist information, all that is in there. So if they hear something they like, they know how to get in touch with you, or else you're kind of defeating the purpose.
True. I agree with that one.
But I think that, but see, that also goes back to, I think, the first, I have three very simple yet effective rules of engagement when it comes to beginning in the industry, and actually when you in having longevity in this industry.
Okay.
Learn the business. Learn the business, number one.
Okay.
Be hot, number two. And work hard, number three. If you can do those three things in that order, learn the business, be hot, and work hard, I mean, consecutively and simultaneously, if you can do those things, I mean, then ain't no stopping you.
True. And it's almost like it's so easy to learn the business now where you can get online and you can Google stuff and, you know, you can pretty much find out exactly what it is. And if the team's not strong enough to have that information, maybe it's a good idea to add a couple of members of the team that can help out with something like that.
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
I've always respected your team, man. The team's pretty much been the same since day one, and everyone rides together. And I see how influential everybody is on the team, whether they have a huge role or whether their role is smaller. I've noticed that you've been able to put the people in place that can handle what needs to be handled. So it's a nice little wheel you got going on over there at Grand Hustle.
Well, I think that's very important, man. It's very important to have a team in place, man, because nobody can make it alone.
True.
Everybody has to have, you know, different people playing different positions, and everyone has strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, you need to have a team put together and have people working to their strengths rather than their weaknesses. To compensate for others' weaknesses.
True. I love the statement you said. I forget what show it was, but about the, if you could repeat it, man, because some people might not have had a chance to catch that episode. It revolved around people that you're friends with and people that you know trying to get a job with you. what was that quote, man? What was that quote? You got to hit people off with it.
Well,
You had like one rule with that one too.
I don't really remember. I think it was something like, man, you know, I think that like when you are friends in business, it is, if you gonna work for a friend as the employee, it's your responsibility to distinguish and separate friendship from business. Because if you getting paid, I'm paying you to provide a service. And if you can't do that in a professional manner, we can always be friends for free.
That's exactly what it was. You did remember. I don't know if you remembered on purpose, but you definitely remembered. That was exactly that was exactly what it was. Let's talk about some of the new kids in the Grand Hustle family, man. Over the last couple of weeks, you've definitely increased the roster, if not doubled it.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, it was time to evolve as a company, you know, and grow and expand. And we were fortunate enough to be able to assemble a team that, you know, would allow us to do so. We have Iggy Azalea, who just put out a record, Murder Business, and is doing well. And she got, you know what I'm saying, some outstanding music, man. And I think that, you know, she's definitely an example of style and talent and charisma all mixed in, you know, in one. I'm very excited about that. We also have Chip coming from the UK. Now, he's, you know, extremely successful, and you know, he's had enormous amounts of number one hits and platinum records over in the UK. He's just decided to bring his talents over here, man, to the U.S. and try to exceed and surpass those levels of success that he's had over there. And I'm going to assist him in doing so. His mixtape, London Boy, we're putting the finishing touches on it, man, and it should be out real soon. And I think, you know, people will be pleasantly surprised with his contribution to the game. I don't think there's been another guy with as much style and enough ability and enough skill set, man, from the UK since Slick Rick.
Okay.
I think that people, you know what I'm saying, people going to identify with his swag more than anything. We also had Trader Truth out of Houston. And he, you know what I'm saying, he basically, man, he been putting his game down, man, in the H for a long time. And now we gonna expand that hustle and take it nationwide.
I'm glad you picked him up. I'm a big fan of Trader Truth, and I've always felt like not enough ears have heard his music, and I'm sure you and the team can assist in that.
Yeah, man, you know, Trey, a real, real hard worker, man. You know what I'm saying? He has found his way to apply those three rules to his hustle. You know what I'm saying? He learned the business. He maintained his hot factor, and he's a real hard worker. So, you know, we gonna definitely turn up. Let me see. We also, of course, you know, we got the OMG girls. Of course, you know, we got B.O.B., dropping May 1st, Strange Cloud. This album is better than the first one. You know what I'm saying? I can attest to that. I can say that with a pure heart and a clear conscience. This album is better than the first one.
Okay.
We got a lot of hits, man. We got a lot of hits on there.
I respect the way you hung in there with B.O.B. too, man, because, you know, B.O.B.'s been in the camp for a long time, and I don't know if a lot of, you know, executives may have had the patience with an artist like you have, man, and you know, I just want to say congrats and salute on the success of B.O.B. and the way you guys hung in there with him and really tried different avenues with him, man. It's a good kid, and he's very talented, obviously.
Yeah, he's extremely talented, man. He's an extreme talent, man. So, I mean, I think that speaks volumes to his, you know what I'm saying, to his place in the business right now. The amount of talent and his skill set, man, has prepared him, you know, just and exceeded everyone's expectations. We also got a new rap group, man, named Dope, D-O-P-E,
yep.
Destroying Other People's Egos. And they self-entitled mixtape, the Tan the Well Butt, man, and we just got two new videos on them. And, you know, we looking to take this all the way. Hustle Gang.
Yeah. People can go to jamming945.com, keyword Hustle Simmons, and you can download that mixtape right there, man. I'll pull up the link right about now.
That's right.
So let's see. One artist you wanted to get recently that it didn't work out. who did you want?
One artist.
Yeah, you got it. You got a lot of people in the stable right now, and you know it's tough to bat 1,000 in this game. So I know there's got to be at least one person out there that you was trying to get, and it just didn't work out for some reason. I don't care about the reason. We just want to know the artist.
I have to say that'll be 2 Chainz.
Okay.
That'll be 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely maintain the personal and professional relationship. You know, and I salute his success even still, man. But yeah, that's the one that we were trying to put. We were trying to put that deal together. We were trying to work that out, man. It didn't exactly work out the way that we would have hoped. You know what I'm saying? But I think that Chainz didn't need nobody really. You know what I'm saying? To do what Chainz doing, and it's just a matter of how far he want to take it. You know, I think he has an enormous amount of ability. And he has an incredible skill set, so I think that he'll be all right.
Yeah, I definitely would have liked to see him on the Grand Hustle team. Loudmouth is my joint off the Mess Up the City.
Right. But you know what I'm saying, man, we're going to continue to work together in the future, man. You know what I'm saying? We've known each other around town for so long, so it's gonna be love regardless.
Now, do you feel there's been a resurgence of the A with some of the albums and some of the artists that have come out? Because, you know, there's a lot of new cats, the veterans like yourself and Jeezy are, you know, Jeezy's project is real hot. I had him on the show not too long ago when we was talking about you a little bit as well.
Yeah, that's the homie.
T.I. and Jeezy album, is that possible?
Man, we've been speaking on that, man, for quite some time, and we just recently brought the conversation back into the question. And I mean, you know, it's definitely possible. Me and Young, man, it's deeper than music. It's certain people that I just rock with, man, above and beyond the industry of music, you know, just personally. Like, you know, I might know someone in the business, but when, like, people who are welcome at my home, that's different, you know what I'm saying? So anything is possible professionally with such a strong personal relationship.
Yep.
It's just a matter of the stars and the schedules aligning and, you know, just finding the time to do it. But it won't take us no time at all because we get in there and bang out ASAP.
Yeah, it sounds like when you guys do the collabos, man, it really sounds like you both bring the best of each other out.
Well, you know, I think that's what we better do. You know, the collaboration album, you know what I'm saying, they get real tricky. And I also got another collaboration album that I'm working on, The Man in the Martian with B.O.B.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm gonna try and bang that out since I already started on that. I'm gonna try and bang that out first before I take on any more projects.
So is that gonna come before the solo album?
Nah, definitely not. Something that coming, you know, late summer.
Okay, cool. And getting back to on houses and stuff and how Jeezy's welcome to your house, so that's a different type of relationship. I just want to say thanks for letting me use your house out in L.A. when I was out there a couple weeks ago, man. Hopefully I left it the way I walked into it.
Yeah, how good, man.
Sorry about that pool party I throw, man. I told you I wouldn't have nobody over, but, you know, I had to floss a little bit with T.I.'s crib.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Women are always welcome, you know what I'm saying? As long as it's women.
I heard your story, too, not too long ago in a separate interview, so I'm sure a lot of people have, so I'll leave that one alone. But what's the future for T.I. besides the TV show, man? I mean, is the brand going to expand outside of clothing? Do we have some jewelry? Do we have cologne? I mean, I think you could pull anything off.
I'm really focusing on the things that we already have.
Okay.
You know, and I'm trying to just make sure that we definitely maximize on the opportunities that are present before I spread our hustle too thin, man, with too many endeavors. So with the television show, with the album, with working on the artists, and, you know, potentially doing films and the other television show I'm working on, Boss.
Okay.
The Kelsey Grammer in Chicago. Like, you know, it's just a lot. It's an enormous amount of obligation as it is. So I don't want to spread myself too thin, man, and lose focus of something that could be it.
I hear you. Smart move. So with the how has the lifestyle changed at all with the TV show, man? I mean, I know a lot of people see, like, you know, whenever the a show is done at the end of the season, everybody sits down and comes back out. But your show is so different than the rest of the shows that are on there. Like, how has that affected your lifestyle? Just, you know, with the cameras around, like, you know, what do you decide makes it? I feel like you're not like the rest of the TV shows because I know you. And I know whatever comes across that screen is going to go by your eyes before it hits that screen. So what's the process like of picking out? I mean, I know the footage is crazy. So what's the process of putting out the TV show as far as, like, you know, what things do you want out there? Are there certain things that happen in the home that are just too personal for TV, in your opinion?
Nah, not really. I mean, the things that you see are the things that actually happen. It's all about whether or not it is compelling. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like, man, that's boring. Nobody wants to see that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Those are the more sort of things that we like, man. You know, nobody wants to sit here and watch this. This isn't important. So, you know, nobody wants to see these things. This isn't good television.
I feel you.
And it's not like, no, that's too personal. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I'm a personal entertainer. My music is a reflection of who I am as a person, and I've always put truth out there, you know? So this will be no different. It ain't really like I got anything to hide.
Yeah, right.
So it's pretty much all about what would be the most compelling footage for television.
Okay, and I see King likes to steal that screen.
Yeah, man, King turns up. They all turns up, man. All along turns up in their own way. So, you know, we just try to find ways to showcase their talents and strengths.
I hear you. What's it like? What's it like at home now after the first season? I know they got to be running around the house with the collars popped up and everything. What's it like being a dad after they got this fame now?
I mean, you know, it didn't really change, man. You know, their confidence level has increased. You know, just given the fact that, you know, they see that they have a level of interest out here in the marketplace. But other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? They're not no more difficult to deal with now than they were before.
Okay. Well, I want to say thanks for hanging out in the launch pad tonight, man.
Man, it's an absolute pleasure. Anytime, champ. You already know, man. It's an open door policy.
You know what it is. Let's see. It's at TIP on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's at DJ Hustle Simmons if you want to get at me. What else you want to throw out there for social networking or just anything you want the world to know about?
Man, as of right now, man, you know, Facebook and Twitter. On Instagram, I'm at TroubleMan31. And that's about it.
So the day's pretty busy with all the social networking, huh?
Not really, man. I don't feel my day with it, man. I just use it as necessary. I try to get at people when they get at me.
Yeah, I notice you retweet a lot of people, man, so that's cool. I know people appreciate that, no doubt about that.
I try, man. I do the best I can.
Once again, Tip, thanks for hanging out on the show, man. I hope to get down to Atlanta real soon and check you and the family out and, you know, tell Doug and Jay and everybody else I said what's up.
All right, man, will do. Hold it down in Dane Town.